We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of the Texas Insider. I'm Jim Cardle. Welcome to a lovely, lovely weekend Saturday afternoon where we're here every Saturday afternoon high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters with the Texas Insider Show. Appreciate you joining us every Saturday. How you want, where you want, whether it's the phone, the radio.com app. We got Casey and John both behind the glass producing the show today, fresh off another week of Friday night Austin ATX fan stand ATX, I should say. One of the premier high school football shows in the state. And hope you had a good Friday night last night and are enjoying your weekend here on Saturday and Sunday. Be sure and check us out during the week at texasinsider.org. We produce post about 10 or 12 articles on any given day, keeping you on the inside of Texas and national politics. Like we always like to say, you're either an insider or you're not. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider. We're well over 40,000 followers there and growing every day. But boy, howdy, another interesting kind of not too hot and heavy week is the way I'd describe it. We got a bunch of economic news, frankly, that at least yours truly noticed and follows, because that's what, as we always talk about here, what's in the mind of the Texas voter and the nation's voters, and what's influencing our mental psyche and our view of the nation, our view of the state, our view of our neighborhood and our pocketbook, certainly. And I'd like to say we have good news in Austin, but some of them I'll get into here in a second. We got problems because things are going too good in Austin. That just brings more traffic on MOPAC and more traffic on 35 and so forth. But what are the big stories of the week? I don't know if you're here in Texas, I guess, or got family down in Houston, how about that little bitty hurricane that turned into a big one? I wasn't really paying attention to it until about the last 48 hours when it really started making some news stories, and that was quite a story. The Federal Reserve and economic numbers came out this week. The Federal Reserve cut the interest rate nationally, so that's going to be probably contributing to continued strong economic growth. You had up in Washington, D.C., I guess, there was the Lewandowski. If you know who Corey Lewandowski is, a former campaign manager for Donald Trump, he got hauled in front of the House Judiciary Committee. They're continuing to try and go not necessarily on the Russia perspective, but on the hate Trump. There was a number of things the Trump haters did this weekend. I just am to the point where I can't see how it's constructive for the Democrats and the left. And then there was some media hubbub about the New York Times printing a story about now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, as if anybody really remembers the name Brett Kavanaugh, or who knows what the Supreme Court does anyway. But that was kind of a flare-up. And then you had some more news up in Washington, D.C. about the budget. I'll get into that a little bit later in the show. And it's just kind of a bunch of noise, I think, to most voters right now who are going about their fall transition from summer to fall and into college football or the NFL or your high school sports. They're getting the kids back oriented and adjusting after they've gone off to college. Or if you're in business, you're trying to figure out how to make the fourth quarter more profitable. I saw a poll the other day that said those of us in the political world and who make our living out of it may be obsessed and constantly talking about politics, but I've mentioned this before. It's probably, I think, where most people are. Do you know that only 18% of Americans discuss politics and government on a daily basis? At the extreme, about 50%, it's actually 49%, discuss politics a few times or less each month. So I think that's kind of probably where a lot of America is, just kind of focusing on some other things. We had another poll that came out about the Democrat presidential race. I think it's really down to about three or four people, frankly. Joe Biden's still in the lead. Elizabeth Warren is closing on him. If you go to the Texas Insider website at texasinsider.org and scroll all the way down to the bottom, which is one of our most popular features, is the daily cartoon. I've been posting one or two cartoons up there a day since there's so many good ones. You got Elizabeth Warren caricaturized as Pocahontas with her headdress on a horse and her campaign sign, Elizabeth Warren chasing Joe Biden, who's looking back over his shoulder. But you got Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, and then you got Bernie Sanders is in there and Kamala Harris. They're the only ones really who have polled over 10% in the last 6 months, certainly 3 to 4, if not 6 months. And so if you're looking at the horse race at this point, and you're back in or interested in one of these guys that are in the lower tier, it's not looking very good. And as I've said before, the real horse race is not for November 2020 for the Democrat presidential candidates. The real horse race is for the middle of March and the end of March, because do you know, folks, by the end of March, I've said it before, it bears repeating, and this is why you're a Texas insider, the Democrat presidential process will be 50% over, halfway over by the end of the month of March. And what I mean by that is that there's going to have been enough primaries, including here in Texas on Super Tuesday at the beginning of March, where I think it's March 3rd, this election cycle, and California's in there too. They're going to have had 50% of their primaries. So that's kind of interesting. But the biggest news, and then Joe de Blasio, the former mayor of New York, dropped out of the Democrat primary. So you're starting to see this period where if you're in the top tier, you're trying to not make any mistakes. And Joe Biden's made some. My favorite is the other day when he said, "We're going to focus on the truth, not the facts." And people jumped on that all over. But he mentioned that, and then you've got the second tier where they're trying to really sharpen their attacks and gain some traction. And then you've got folks at the bottom who are dropping out. But we had some economic numbers. And first I want to say, just be thinking about the folks down in Houston and the Harris County and the Beaumont area, because of, I think there were two deaths, and there's been over 1,500 911 emergency rescues. But the biggest news here in Austin is some of this city council taking up the homeless camping issue that I frankly just think is insane. I was traveling on the road this week up to Amarillo and saw some folks in the oil and gas industry from around the country, and it was surprising. Everybody's wondering what's going on down in Austin. I mean, they all kind of affectionately refer to Austin as the little communist republic on the Colorado River, but city council's doing something. We've all seen the homeless now more visible than ever in downtown Austin. We got some problems here. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of these economic numbers and get into some of the week's politics and what's coming up here next week as well. Right here on Talk 1370, the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hold on to me.
Oh, good job there, John. A little Eddie Money coming back into the second quarter of this week's Texas Insider Show. Hate to have lost old Eddie Money 10 days ago. One of the great, great rockers of the 70s and 80s. Baby, hold on to me, and we hope you'll hold on to your hat for this week's Texas Insider Show. Be sure and check out what we post every single day at TexasInsider.org. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Texas Insider, where we got about 41,000 followers and growing every day. As we always like to say, you're either an insider or you're not. And tune in every Saturday right here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice, where we're talking about the week's politics from a national and a state perspective from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock every Saturday afternoon. And here we go. I'm thinking about the Democrat race. As I mentioned, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio dropped out the other day, so we're down into the high teens of candidates. There was a new poll that came out the other day by the Wall Street Journal and ABC that still finds Joe Biden is the top choice amongst only Democrat primary voters. And I've said before, folks, I always got to make sure you are an insider and know the perspective on everything. We try and provide you a little reason and logic and maybe sanity every now and then here on the Texas Insider Show. But really, polls, if you're seeing these polls where somebody's comparing how Donald Trump's doing against Joe Biden, or how's Elizabeth Warren doing compared to Donald Trump, those head-to-head presidential races against Donald Trump are totally irrelevant at this time. They may make good news fodder and talking agenda topics, but they don't mean a darn thing, because we don't know what the economy is going to be in November and October of 2020. We don't know who the darn presidential nominee is going to be for the Democrats. We don't know what the international affairs front's going to be looking at. And what really matters and what's most important is the nationwide polls aren't how elections are decided. Presidential elections are decided by a state-by-state-by-state total of the Electoral College. So just remember that these national head-to-head polls with Donald Trump versus somebody else are, in my humble little opinion, irrelevant these days, although they make good discussion points. But here's this poll by Wall Street Journal and NBC the other day. Joe Biden's on top of the Democrat primary amongst Democrat primary voters. Elizabeth Warren comes in number two at 25%, and she's gaining on him. Bernie Sanders was the only other candidate in double digits with 14%. So there you've got 31 plus 25, that's 56. Add 14, that's 70. And the rest of the field's got the remaining 30%. That's why I said a minute ago in the first part of the show that really it's, you throw Kamala Harris in there, I think, is the next most likely one, although she's been going backwards according to most folks. And it's kind of down to that. Unless somebody can really break through, and you haven't been able to raise the money and you haven't been able to get your polling data out. I heard somebody on talk radio yesterday say about Bill de Blasio dropping out, it was really too bad that he dropped out, because he had just reached a poll ranking of zero. That's the other thing in these polls. At this point in the game, you got a margin of error, 3.5% or 4.5%, and some of these candidates are polling at 2% to qualify for the Democrat debate. Take away the margin of error, they might be negative, but that's kind of the latest on that front. And then I got to, as I always want to do, talk about what's going on and what's really influencing people's psyche right now and what's making us feel good, bad, or indifferent. And you may have seen the last couple days that the Federal Reserve Bank cut its Fed funds rate for the second time this year down to, they do a range, but they cut it 0.25% for the second time this year down to about 2%. And what that's going to do is affect bank rates, affect your credit card rates, affect mortgage rates. You're going to be able to pay less on your credit card balance and so forth. And then there were some numbers. The biggest thing that I jokingly say you could view it as a problem or as a advantage, the big news in yesterday's paper, I always love reading and still subscribe to the Austin American Statesperson, because we don't want them to be misogynistic and be a state's man, as if anybody knows what misogynistic is really about anymore. I think it has something to do with the sexes and whether you're a man or a woman and how you treat each sex, so to speak, if you believe in sexes as opposed to genders. But the Austin American Statesman had a story yesterday where guess which city, folks, has displaced Dallas as the country's best and hottest real estate market. If you guess Austin, you get the award. Ding, ding, ding. I mean, it's just another indication, folks, that Austin knocked Dallas off the perch. Dallas had been up there for, I think, 2 years in a row as the best real estate market. That's both commercial real estate and housing real estate. Dallas dropped down to six. This is put out by a group called Emerging Trends. And it's the 41st year that they've done it in conjunction with the Urban Land Institute and Price Waterhouse. And Dallas is continuing to boom. You know, we've got, as we've talked about before, we got Google, we got Apple, we got all these tech companies moving in. We got more women starting businesses. We got Hispanic and Black unemployment at record rates. And what does that do? That leads to housing prices going up. There was a second story here I want to talk about that was in yesterday's paper. Do you know, and this is the point, folks, you can talk about all the negative stuff that you see on the cable news shows, and you can grab the tar baby and kind of go down the rabbit hole and be thinking about the trouble that Donald Trump's supposedly in or the trouble that the Democrat candidates are supposedly in. What really goes into people's minds, I always like to say, when people go into the voting booth, it's like they're going to the local fast food restaurant. Most people, you've got 45% of America, and this holds in Texas, 45% of America is by and large Democrat, 45% of America is by and large Republican. You add 45 and 45, you get 90, and that leaves 10 or 11% are the undecideds, and that's what really is the target market for somebody who wants to win a race. And that's why it's such a big deal when Bernie Sanders and all the others on the Democrat left are coming out with all these crazy, crazy ideas about eliminating criminal processes for people who cross the border, not have any borders, essentially. The Green New Deal that they can't pay for and is going to eliminate the oil and gas industry. Socialism. Are you kidding me? I just can't believe we're talking about socialism these days. Socialism in America, in the midst of the greatest economic boom in 100 years. And the Democrat candidates are talking about socialism? That's not going to fly when you're trying to tie down that last 10 or 11% of undecideds, especially when you've got this strong economic trend going. The pace of U.S. home construction jumped 12.3% last month to a 12-year high. These figures are compiled by the Commerce Department, U.S. Commerce Department. And do you know we're on an annual rate for 1.36 million new homes to be built? Just think about that, 1.36 million new homes. And it's because the demand's there. I saw the other day that the percentage of Hispanics owning homes is at a record high. Well, how do you think Hispanics are going to be feeling if they're employed, if they're not only employed, but their wages are going up because there's a labor shortage right now and then they're buying houses? They're going to feel like the guy in office is doing a pretty good job. And like I said, they go in, you go in and you kind of are undecided, or you haven't been paying attention, or you don't care to pay attention, but you know you got to vote. And frankly, what most people do when they walk into the voting booth, like I said, it's like a fast food restaurant. You just look at the menu, and mostly what people want to do is be on the winning team. They want to be on the team that they think is leading in the polls or that has the most mojo. We all want to be on the winning team, right? And so they vote with the guy who's doing things like building the economy. So you got U.S. home building surging to the highest level since June 2007. Interest rates are going down. Construction's going up. I'm looking here at the Austin Statesman that says Austin knocked Dallas off. We don't know how lucky we are in Texas. We got Houston, the biggest city, the fourth biggest city in America. A lot of people don't know San Antonio's past Dallas now. We got Dallas right behind San Antonio, I think at number 6 and 7 of the biggest cities in America. Austin's number 11. People don't realize that El Paso's number 13 or 14. We got a lot of big cities in this state, and they're all going bonkers. But the same thing is happening at other places around the country. Up in the states of Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania, and you might have seen last week that Donald Trump was over in New Mexico. A lot of the political prognosticators are saying, why is Donald Trump going to New Mexico? And then he went to California. Those are Democrat states. But you tell somebody like Donald Trump or a lot of us Texans, not that we can't do something, and we go out there and we try and do it. So the housing starts are going up. Amazon said this week that they are going to hire an additional, what was the number? 1,000. There's currently 1,400 people working for Amazon right now in Austin. They're going to add another 600, I think, is what they said. So Amazon's going to have 200 people working in Austin. Those restaurants are going to continue to be busy. The prices on our real estate's going to go up. Here's in this story, they've got 2,000 employees at a fulfillment center down in San Marcos. And then you throw in Whole Foods that's got, you know, about a dozen locations around the Austin Metroplex, and they're doing things. It's not just your typical office employee. They're doing things in this article. It says like web services and back-end infrastructure and software development engineers and computing and their Alexa app. And if you're looking for a job or you know somebody who's looking for a job, currently Amazon says right now that they got 200 positions open. So go down somewhere downtown and try and find a job there. But things are going so well that I just don't think the politics of hate and division is going to be selling too much. But I'm going to get into some of the details of what makes me come to that conclusion and why it's a problem to be a Democrat politician right now running for president. Right here on the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We'll be right back after a break here at the bottom of the hour for the news.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, good job there, John. Little Eddie Money Moore again. Sounds like they're more money as this economy's going strong. And thanks for tuning in. Now coming into the second half of this week's Texas Insider Show, I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. High talk atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide Headquarters. Appreciate you joining us as you're out driving around getting some errands done or running to the hardware store or doing who knows what, maybe some sports leagues here on the weekend or just enjoying the countryside that we're so fortunate to enjoy here in the nation's 11th largest city, as I would always say that would be Austin, Texas. But be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org. We post about a half dozen to a dozen articles every day, keeping you on the inside of Texas and national politics. And be sure and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, where you too can be a Texas Insider, just a Texas Insider for Facebook and Twitter. And I was talking about the jobs there in the second quarter of this weekend show. And I want to just mention one other thing. I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal last week by a fellow by the name of Andy Puzder. He's a fairly well-known businessman nationwide. He runs Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants and some others like that, I believe is what he's done if he hadn't retired. But the first sentence in his article says, is good help is hard to find and increasingly so. According to a monthly survey by the National Federation of Independent Business, some of y'all know them as NFIB. I've had their local representative, Annie Spillman from Texas NFIB, on the show before. A record percentage of small business owners are reporting having difficulty finding qualified workers in August. That's the top concern, according NFIB represents the small business guys by and large. You got the Austin Chamber, or the U.S. Chamber, and chambers across the country by and large represent the bigger companies, is what happens if you look at their membership. But the NFIB represents most of the small guys, and that's where most of the employment and the economic churning comes on. And they're saying that 89% now of those hiring or trying to hire found few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to hire. So when you look at these figures, there's, I think it's 2.1 or 2.6 million people have been hired since Donald Trump's been president, thanks to his business outlook and the tax cuts and the regulatory rollbacks and so forth. And now for 17 months, folks, 17 months consecutively, we've had more job openings in this country than there are people unemployed. Just think about that. 17, I mean, it'd be one thing if it was 3 or 4 or 5 consecutive months. 17 consecutive months where there's more jobs available than there are people to pay them. And when you get into a situation like that, what employers have to start doing is raising their wages. And everybody loves a pay raise. The annual pay salary has gone up in the last year from $44,000 to $47,000. So how, if you're a politician, this is what I closed out the last segment talking about. If you're a politician out there, say you're Joe Biden, and you're trying to convince voters that this economy, this booming economy now for 2 and 3 years, is doing better than it was when Barack Obama was president and Joe Biden was vice president, you've got a pretty tough sell. That's unrecoverable in my humble little opinion. But yet you've got these Democrat candidates trying to convince voters that they'd be better off with them talking about socialism and talking about taking over the oil and gas industry with the Green New Deal and talking about letting in more immigrants illegally because Julian Castro has introduced a bill in Congress, come out with his immigration proposal the other day, and a handful of the Democrat candidates have endorsed it, saying that we're going to change the statutes under which it's illegal to come across our border from being a criminal penalty to being a civil penalty. And basically what that amounts to is that under criminal law, you go to jail. Under civil penalties, you just go through the legal process and you can run around the country and burrow in wherever you want. And who knows if they come back. That's why people are always talking about whether or not people waiting for illegal immigrants waiting for their trial date to come back. But just think, if you're one of these Democrat candidates and you're talking about global emissions, and there was a big push this week about having it be climate change and climate crisis week and demonstrations in various cities around the country. But yet the fact of the matter is that the air in America is cleaner today than it's been in the last 20 to 30 years. And it's because of what we've done in Texas. It's because of fracking, finding all this natural gas. And when you got more natural gas, you don't have to burn coal to produce electricity. Coal's really dirty to burn, obviously. Natural gas is very clean to burn. So the air cleans up. And if you're a conservative and you're talking about continuing on, and most Americans are going to feel good about the economy, especially when it's raising those at the lowest level with these minimum wages going up. And yet Bernie Sanders is running around saying he's going to make fracking illegal, quote unquote. We covered a story on that on Texas Insider. And I saw an article this week by a fellow who's really pretty good by the name of Gerald Seib in the Wall Street Journal. And he pointed out a couple things that the Democrats are having to face, in particular with the moderate to independent voters. And I mentioned a second ago during the last segment that there's about 45% of us Americans who are Republican, 45%, same holds true in Texas, are Democrat. 45 plus 45 equals 90 for you Aggies and Left Coasters, 90. And then you got about 10 or 11% is usually the number you hear about folks being independent or undecided or moderates. And this article talks about how Democrats neglect moderate voters at their own peril. Do you know that since 1984, the only time Democrats have won a presidential election is when they've carried the moderate vote? And now you've got anything but moderate candidates. You've got, as we've said before, the Democrat presidential candidates not only running to the left, they are sprinting to the left and coming out with all these proposals. So as a group, if you're looking at carrying the moderates, and we know that you only win presidential elections when you carry the moderates, and yet they're talking about these socialized ideas, it's not going to matter. I've said before, people looked at the alternatives in 2016 between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Donald Trump, and whether you're on the left or the right, I think it's fair and accurate to say that most people went into the voting booth, you've heard this before, and chose the lesser of two evils. And so be it. That's what happened. We got Donald Trump elected in the White House, and now he's got his policies in place, and it's bringing economic growth and higher wages. And in the meantime, you've got the Democrats offering free health care and free college tuition and forgiveness of college debt. I think Bernie Sanders even came out the other day saying that his Green New Deal proposal, which cost $16 billion, by the way, and to give some perspective of that, $16 billion for Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal, that compare, you know what our annual economy is in this entire nation? $21 trillion. I hope I didn't say billion there. I might have. Pardon me. And if I did, I'm correcting it. Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal and college debt forgiveness, some of these plans are all up in the $15 and $16 trillion cost range, and our annual economic activity in the nation is $21 trillion. So what are Americans going to think when they're looking at these alternatives? And this article continued to quote and build the case. They quoted this former Democrat, Mucky Muck, John Zogsby, who's a pollster. Some of you will have heard about the Zogsby polls. He's also been a member of the Democrat National Committee, and he was the head for a while of the National Democratic Ethnic Coordinating Council, which was designed to come up with minority outreach. And Zogby's saying that he's worried that traditional Democrats in the heart of the country aren't going to be attracted to the Democrat socialist message, because most of those folks, what are they? They're working middle class. They're moderate. They're Americans who are being threatened by illegal job hunters. And these socialist candidates like Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden even and Elizabeth Warren, they're not speaking to those kind of people. And they're not speaking to the issues that Donald Trump spoke to 3 years ago when he said we needed to make America great again. So like the personalities or not, if you're walking into the voting booth, voting on your economic situation, you're thinking things are pretty good. And these Democrats just, as I've said before, the Democrats could beat Donald Trump. All they have to do is not be stupid, and they just can't do it because of what Bernie Sanders did 4 years ago. All the mojo, all the activity, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the squad, all those folks. If you think Republicans got problems, the Democrats got problems too. And I'll end with this before our final break. Up in Massachusetts, one of the Kennedy families, there's a guy by the name of Rep. Joe Kennedy III. He's a grandson of Ed Kennedy, Edward Kennedy. He's a 38-year-old congressman, and he's going to run against Ed Markey, the sitting senator. Ed Markey is the Senate sponsor of the Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal, and evidently he thinks he can beat this guy. He wants to at least give it a go and see if people think he's too liberal, I guess, or maybe not liberal enough. But the Democrats are having infighting in their own party, too. So when we come back, I got a couple final odds and ends to mention. Democrats are crying wolf on Donald Trump, and it's just adding to their problems, folks. We'll be right back right here with the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long,
oh, good one there, John, producing the show behind the glass today. A little Kenny Chesney coming back into the final quarter of this week's Texas Insider Show. When the sun goes down here in another 12 minutes, we will put a plug in the jug and love that on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Austin, Texas. Hope you're having a good one. Appreciate you joining us when you can, where you can, on whatever kind of device you can here for this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Be sure and join us every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, or check us out on the internet at texasinsider.org and Facebook and Twitter at Texas Insider. We like to say you're either an insider or you're not. And we got a couple little odds and ends here that I want to try and squeeze in before closing out on politics. I saw something the other day, and this is an issue that I should have mentioned at the beginning of the show because it's been in the news a bunch, and I think it's one that's probably of interest to a large percentage of Americans, frankly, and it's this vaping illness issue. I saw an article that now more than 500 people nationwide have been diagnosed with vaping-related illnesses, according to the Centers for Disease Control. It's actually 530 confirmed and probable cases in 38 states. That 530 number is up from 380 just a week ago. There's been 7 deaths, and I don't know about you, but seems like a lot of folks are vaping these days, and it's got to be of concern, I think, mostly for a lot of parents who think their kids are getting involved with that type of thing. And the issue seems to be, according to doctors, they say it resembles an inhalation injury where the lungs are apparently being impacted by some kind of caustic substance, is what they called it, and particularly when, I guess you can put some THC, that's the substance in marijuana, the chemical in marijuana, THC, that gets the high-producing effect, and you put too much there. There's just no telling what's in some of these vaping things, I guess, is the way to look at it. And I got to give a shout-out. A lot of people will have seen the last week that old Texas legend Boone Pickens passed away a while ago, and I certainly have considered T. Boone Pickens a friend over the years. The bank I used to work for up in the Texas Panhandle in old Booker, Texas, where I actually breeze through there this weekend on my way to speak to the Panhandle Producers and Petroleum Royalty Owners Associations. Thanks to Judy Stark and PPROA for having me up to talk about some Texas politics. But if you've been in politics in Texas for the last 30 or 40 years, you know the name T. Boone Pickens, not to mention if you're in the oil and gas industry. But he wrote something a couple of years ago that I dug out of my files, and it's a good story about our mentality here in Texas. And he said, the truth is, when you're in the oil business like I've been all my dry life, you drill your fair share of dry holes, but you never lose your optimism. So there was a story I tell about a geologist, this is Boone Pickens speaking, a geologist who fell off a 10-story building, and when he blew past the fifth floor, he said to myself, well, so far, so good. I thought that was kind of interesting. Rest in peace, old Boone Pickens, and thank you for your contributions and making this world a better place, as we all want to do while we're here. But I'm going to go back and wrap up with some political stuff, because as I mentioned, the battle's going to be for the independent voters, the 10 to 11% of Americans who are always undecided or independent. And people get upset with Donald Trump being, you know, mentally unfit. And the Democrats this week have just been going absolutely nuts. Did you see about how they had this whole allegation against Judge Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court justice, another sexual allegation that the woman who they quoted said she can't even remember the event happening, but yet the New York Times ran the story and off go the talking heads. And it, again, it's just more hate and desperation. And they've got some impeachment issues going on up in the House of Representatives that just are accomplishing nothing. And I even saw the other day where some of the people on Morning Joe, I mean, us conservatives, I like the Morning Joe show. They seem to have a lot of competent and in-depth kind of thinking on politics, although obviously it's from the liberal side, but they raise some pretty deep thinking and deep thoughts every now and then. And even the talking heads, particularly Joe Scarborough and his sidekick Johnny Deutsch, were talking to Democrat presidential candidate Governor John Hickenlooper from Colorado the other day, right before he dropped out. And they were trying to talk about the Democrat position on pushing all this socialism. And here's what Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough says. He says Democrat insiders are just looking at with shock and dismay. This is to give you some, this is why you're a Texas insider, to give you the inside scoop of what's being discussed behind the talking heads and behind the talking points and behind all the stuff we see on the daily news. The Democrat Party leaders in this nation, I think, are, and Nancy Pelosi's included in that because she's trying to fight the impeachment efforts that are moving forward in the House. But even Joe Scarborough and Donnie Deutsch said the following: I just got a text from one of the smartest people I know in the world of politics. And he said, oh my God, the Democrat Party's in crisis. They've gotten to the point where an American success story like John Hickenlooper can't even say he's capitalist. And Willie Geis chimes in and says, yeah, that was extraordinary. Governor Hickenlooper, who has done very well in his life, has benefited from capitalism. He couldn't even say that he's a capitalist on our show. They gave him a chance four times when he was being interviewed to say he believes in capitalism. And he wouldn't do it because he was thinking he was going to be in the race, and all of his competitors are criticizing capitalism as being a system of inequality. And I've just quoted here earlier how there's more job positions for 17 consecutive months in a row, more job openings in this country than there are unemployed or people willing to fill those positions. And when you get into that situation, what happens? Companies have to offer more money to get people to jump from job to job to job. That's what Americans are doing right now. They're jumping up in their pay scale, in their job capability level. They're getting to places they never dreamt that they might have gotten faster than they thought they'd get there because of the strong economy. And here Democrats are talking about socialism, and one of the regular guys, John Hickenlooper, and even the liberals on Morning Joe are saying that the Democrats have got a huge problem. and I talk about these employment numbers. Do you know that there's been 3 months in the 8 months, now eight and a half months this year, there have been 3 months this year, and this has gotten zip zero, not a coverage. 3 months where Donald Trump's polling support among the Hispanic voter has hit 50%. Not 1 month, not 2 months, 3 months where Hispanic voters approve of Donald Trump's performance at a 50% level. I was talking to a friend this week who has worked in the White House and is working in the White House, knows of somebody who's working in the White House, and their internal polling numbers at the White House, they were shooting for 15% black support rate, black approval rate in the African-American vote. Typically for Republicans, it's been in the 8 to 10% range for African-American voters' support of Republicans. They're shooting for 15 to 18%. Do you know that the level of black voter support right now for Donald Trump is at 35% according to internal White House polls? That's unsurvivable, folks. If you're talking about trying to win a national election, that's going to have impacts down ballot. And people don't realize Donald Trump's approval rating, even though there's been criticism that it's only stuck in the 40 to 45% range, it has hit 53% a time or two. But Donald Trump's approval ratings are the same spot that Barack Obama's were back in at this point. And still, we've got this impeachment effort by the Democrats up in Washington. Nancy Pelosi has said before that she wants Donald Trump in jail. That's how she feels about Donald Trump. But she's trying to hold her finger in the dike because these Democrats are moving forward on impeachment, where she knows only that 62% of Americans don't think impeachment is they think the Mueller thing's over, the Russia thing's over. They've moved on. And finally, I got to squeeze in that there was a small story this week that the number of abortions in the U.S. last year hit the lowest level since 2000. I think it was 2000 even, actually. A report by the Guttmacher Institute shows that 862,000 abortions were performed in the United States in 2017, peaked in 2011, and has been going down ever since. But we're at the lowest level now since 1990 is the year of abortions. And did you hear that story about this guy up in Indiana where they found 2,267 preserved aborted babies? I hate to even talk about the issue. I think most Americans do too, but that's an interesting dynamic and a subject that's going to be talked about during this election. So that's where I see things standing this week. I still don't understand why in the world we're arguing about enforcing our laws on some immigrants and Democrats saying they want to encourage more illegal immigration, but that issue's gone under the radar these days. And we'll be talking about these and more issues next week on the next Texas Insider Show. We appreciate you joining us this week. I'm Jim Cardle. Check us out at TexasInsider.org, and we'll talk at you next week from 12 to 1 right here on Talk 1370. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.